we did the rose beds down in the Italian Gardens, which is opposite the Bank Court. You know what I call the Italian Gardens. We did eventually replace all the roses, replanted. There's a bed either side. There's one by the limes, another on the complete opposite. The top of one of the rose bed nearest the Moorin roadside, it was a shrub roses. Well, they the most wonderful, beautiful scent you get from a shrub rose. But they look terrible. They look all scraggly and everything. I don't know if you know that you're not supposed to plant a new rose where an old rose has been growing. You get rose sickness. So they never were really a great... They're still there, I think, but not as how I would have liked them. I had an idea of all the tulips and stuff that was planted down on the Magic Roundabout. You remember the gardens there. Well, they were just simply put on a cart and taken up the dump and dumped. So I said to who's in charge, I said, do you mind if I have something? So I went down to the nursery and sorted out thousands of bulbs and I planted them there. It was a wonderful, wonderful carpet of tulips in the spring. Well, people, I used to meet, and I met them, like we call friends. They came from all over the place, from Harrow and Enfield. I had people come from Enfield. And they used to do a bit of shopping and come for a day out and then sit in the water gardens and have a bite to eat. Well, I used to love it. I used to love working in there. I was known by Ray. It was nice, to be... And I met so many people down there. It was nice, really nice. Really nice. And I was proud to be working down there, and I didn't want to leave. I said there was no chance of staying until I retired, so I had to go. Otherwise, I've been down there another 11 years.